Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We don't even have time to play Aaron Tippin today, so I'll remind you, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. That's why we're excited to say goodbye to 2021 and look forward to 2022, and good things are in our future, ladies and gentlemen. I believe good things are in our future. They are. Why am I so optimistic? Because of where I am seated. In a state called North Dakota. Heck, Minnesota right now wants to, they want to be annexed into North Dakota, right? South Dakota, they got a good thing going. So this Dakota Territory, we're just fine. Our fine listeners in Montana. Where we live is the key to survival of this insane time in which we live. One of the ways in which I'm sort of exiting the insane news cycle is asking a series of questions for the Christmas holiday. We're going to get right to those today because we have a busy program. Senator Rich Wardner will be here. Senator Wardner, the majority leader in the Senate in North Dakota, announcing yesterday, as we thought he would, that he'll be retiring. This is his last session. 30-some years as a state legislator, after being a community servant as a teacher, as a coach in Dickinson, North Dakota. So we're going to talk to Rich later this hour about not seeking re-election and recap his time in the legislature, but also find out what he wants to get done before he says, sine die. On the career of Senator Rich Wardner, the majority leader, so we'll do that later today. Jim, the flagpole guy's here for a little Christmas cheer. Governor Burgum's going to stop by for a couple of segments next hour, talk about his trip to the border yesterday, so look forward to that. Always welcome calls, questions, comments for Rich. Governor Burgum, anybody else here today on the program as well? A lot of feedback from yesterday's show related to our conversation with Dr. Mike LeBeau, and Dr. LeBeau is now in the top leadership of Sanford Health, and when I visit with him on the air and off the air, I am glad he is, because I think an organization the size of Sanford is never going to be, about one person or about one way of thinking. They are an 800-pound gorilla, and you're going to find doctors that you think are just the best of the best, and you're going to find doctors who look down their nose if you decide you want to be treated with this or that or whatever. And a big, giant ship like that is sort of like a big, giant ship that has to maneuver around, the Titanic. Or the Titanic maneuvering around icebergs, right? So it's a challenging thing, and we're certainly going to continue to press where we think they need to be pressed. But one of the things on the ivermectin, and that's the issue that we're getting a lot of feedback on, is specifically the value of ivermectin to the people who've taken it. And also the chilling concern about people who say, I'd like ivermectin, and then can't find it. Well, you can find it, and we're going to have some details on that today on the program. And it ought to be up to you. I mean, and that's why this bill, House Bill HB, 1514, I think, that Representative Bill Twight, who called in yesterday and asked a question of Mike LeBeau, was so important. And although it was far from perfect, they never are, at least it's a good start. But here's what I took out of the conversation yesterday with Mike LeBeau. Number one, have the patient-doctor relationship you value. And if you don't feel like you have that good connection with your doctor, keep shopping and find a good doctor. That's so important, whether we have a pandemic or not. Second of all, they believe ivermectin's safe. They don't believe there's been enough studies to prove its value, but it's not going to harm you. And I happen to know a lot of people who know its value firsthand because they've taken it. So that's up to you. Shouldn't be a radio talk show or even a doctor on the radio telling you do or don't. Ought to be your doctor. So just remember that. Before we get to the Christmas question of the day, Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, is here again today. And he was here yesterday warning us just how bad things could get. And they are plenty cold. And we did get a little bit of bad there with the icy roads and everything else. and the cold came in, but not quite as bad as you thought, right?
No, this thing was so quick moving, but boy, you know, severe weather on its warm side from Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, picking up damaging winds. Winds were over 90 miles an hour in some of those storms.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what was our peak?
Our peak was 56.
Wow.
In the FM area, and 50s blanketed the whole state. So I mean, it was a wind. It was definitely a windy day. Not a lot of snowfall. About 1 to 2 inches was common from, let's say, Devil's Lake area over towards Minot. Northern Valley up around Grand Forks picked up just under an inch. We picked up right around a half inch to an inch here in the FM area. Now we've got another system on the way. So now we're locked in this cold mode. Now we're locked in true winter weather in terms of temperatures. And northern part of the state, 10, 20 below. It's going to be common here over the next week to 2 weeks.
Oof.
for morning lows.
Well, it's winter, but it's real winter.
Yeah, it's real winter. Yeah. And we've got a couple shots of snow before Christmas. We've got one shot coming in tomorrow, and that looks like a general 1 to 3 inches from the northwestern part of the state, out around Williston, over towards Devil's Lake, to Grand Forks, about 1 to maybe as much as 3. From Bismarck into the southwestern corner of the state, probably not going to see a whole lot of snow out of this next system, maybe a half inch. And then the southern valley from 94 corridor southward, about 2 to 4 inches of snow. And the timing on that's going to be Friday into Friday night. And then very cold on Saturday, single-digit highs. And then briefly up into the 20s on Sunday, and maybe a little bit of light snow on the far northern part of the state, kind of hugging the Canadian border, and then much colder all next week in the teens. Another shot of light snow Tuesday. Could see a little more significant event right around Christmas, Christmas Eve. Not that big, maybe 2 to 4. It's ways away. That could change. And then according to the LRC, we should see a significant storm sometime about 3 days to 5 days after Christmas.
And remind me, the LRC stands for?
LESAC Recurring Cycle. So that's what we used to forecast this storm, and it does great at forecasting long term. So the storm that just hit was the same one that hit in October.
It's a 60-day thing.
60-day cycle. That's what it is this year.
Yep.
About 60, 61 days. So this next system that just came through should be around here sometime mid-February.
What it doesn't know is just what the cycle is going to bring.
Exactly. Like the first round, it brought severe weather to us in October. The second time, it brought wind, freezing rain, some snow. You know, next round, it could be all snow.
Good stuff.
It could be something big. So we'll be keeping an eye on it.
We're glad. By the way, for folks that travel I-29 during Christmas, give a look to the west when you come just south of 94. You'll see the signs on the building for AM 1100, the flag, and WDAY, our flag family headquarters on I-29. North facing, we're between Thunder Road and the Border States building on I-29, west side of I-29, again, just south of the 94 interchange. You'll see a new addition to the building. It's the house that Dino built. He's got a weather porch out there. I just put a picture on Facebook of your weather porch, by the way.
Looks good. It's coming along.
We're looking for a name, but he's got a outdoor weather studio here. For those of you familiar with Paul Douglas down in the Twin Cities, we one-upped him, you know. And we got you a little bit of shelter. He was on the roof.
He was, right?
you got an open-air studio, but you got a little cover there, so it'll be fun. Thanks, Dino.
You got it.
Our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, to get things started. We're going to watch that weather really closely for you as we get closer to the Christmas holiday. All right, so here's the question of the day. And by the way, Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We got a little bit of a trouble with his connection today. Kevin Flynn is also here from his home studio today, so we got the whole gang. And Christmas cheer on the radio today, so stay tuned for all of that coming up. Our winner before the end of the day be our fourth of 12 Christmas callers. And by the way, the winners receive a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, by golly, from our friends at NodakTees.com. Let's Go Brandon! Yeah, I shouldn't sing. And also a MyPillow product as well for you, a surprise package for you from MyPillow. So it's worth thinking about this question. How you can answer it is call 855-200-1776 and leave a message for us with your answer anytime during the show, or you can text us 701-237-1590 or call us live on the show here at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. So the question today is, what is a savior? That's my question today. What is a savior? What does that mean? When you hear that word, what does that mean? Your savior, our savior. S-A-V-I-O-R. Okay? Just think about that question today a little bit. Kev, are you there? Or Todd, I can't remember who else is. Todd's connection's a little shaky this morning. I don't hear Kev, but Todd, is Todd hooked back up? Trying to get Todd hooked up. We could hear him just fine, but it was like garbly good for him in the K-Fire studio there this morning. So,
10 currently.
I don't want to hear that echo. Yeah, okay. Anyway, they're trying to get Kevin on the stream. Kevin, you need to hook up on Comrex 10, they tell me. Comrex 10 is what you need to hook on. So Kevin's got that. You can see him on the stream. We're trying to get all these little technical... Kevin's at his home studio. Todd's at K-Fire. That internet is being shaky. I don't know. It's cold, right? Things go a little goofy today, but I was kind of curious what they thought about our question of the day, but I'm more curious about what your question of the day answers are today for our Christmas question. That and anything else on your mind next when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You better mask up. Don't shake hands. Stay 6 feet away. Tony Fauci's coming to town.
Tony Fauci's coming to town. Pick it up from there, Kev. You can sing along with it, right?
This pandemic's hit it twice. Nope. You gotta have a mask maybe 7 or 8 times.
Oh yeah, you can't make it up. The gift that keeps on giving, old Tony Fauci, isn't he? Oh my gosh. Speaking of Christmas cheer, you know. Oh, wow. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Question of the day. Who is your savior? What does it mean to be a savior? Help us out. We're doing the 12 Christmas questions, 12 Christmas callers or texters on What's On Your Mind. Love your answers today at 800-228-0550. Some of those already coming in, as they always are, and welcome more at 855-200-1776. Another texter says, Scott, if you have time today on your show, could you explain when the feds raise the interest rate, how that will affect our nation's debt? 0.5% on our national debt would be devastating in my eyes. But I don't know how that works with government borrowing money. Great question. I would have to say asking me for an explanation for that would be like asking a brain surgeon how to change the oil. So I don't know that I'm an expert on it, but I know this. The balance that the what's his name? Jamie Powell and the Federal Reserve are constantly trying to find is to sort of get that right, if you will. And getting that right is dangerous. Now I think what's happening is the political pressure says, hey, we're looking really bad with this inflation stuff, so you guys better jigger this back the other way. And, of course, Powell had to dance for his dinner recently to be reappointed, right, because Elizabeth Warren wanted him, decapitated. I do not mean literally. No, I guess I do mean literally, not figuratively, but you know what I'm getting at. But she hates him. She wanted some radical whack job on the Federal Reserve to be the Federal Reserve chair so, she could go blame banks for everything and do her little dance. So anyway, in order to save his job, Powell had to say, hey, I'm going to get this inflation thing under control, and that's his number one job. Well, how do you do that? They believe it's raising interest rates to what, Kevin? Slow the economy. Right? Slow things down a little bit because they actually believe inflation means the economy's working too well. See? Yeah. That when you pay more for stuff and your money's actually earning less, then, things are great. It just means there's a demand on the economy, not the fact that these morons have continued to spend more and print more money to spend more, and the cost of everything goes up when inflation goes up. So, but one of the killers say you're on fixed income. We talked about this.
Jimmy Taylor says, these aren't real people. They don't get it,
Who, like Federal Reserve folks or whoever,
Yeah, bureaucrats, just the people that don't get it.
Right.
Jen Psaki, another one.
Yeah, I think, a large chunk of our debt is not obviously our own. We have China owns us. I don't know if that's good or not. I don't think so. I saw a Bill Hagerty.
18%, I think, is the number that they've
18% of what? Did they own our debt?
Of our debt, yep.
Yeah. So it's a good question. Bottom line, good question, and I should get Steve Moore on. We'll ask Kevin about it, too, on Friday. He'll be here tomorrow, Senator Kevin Cramer. But it's a good question and one we should be asking. And, I take a little bit of, comfort in the fact that people seem to be figuring this out. I saw a poll today. By the way, it came from CNN. Okay? So this isn't like Fox News or some cook-the-books kind of conservative poll. This was CNN, December 8th through 12th. They asked the question, do you think Joe Biden is a leader you can trust, or do you have some doubts and reservations? What do you think the number is on each of those questions, Kim?
Oh, man. who are we asking again?
This is the American public, CNN asking it. Do you think Joe Biden is a leader you can trust? What's that number? Or have some doubts and reservations? If you had to put nine on CNN, one number and one on the other number, tell me what your number would be on, is he a leader you can trust?
CNN asking probably 58% say yes.
34% said he's a leader you can trust. How many think CNN asking this? How many said, I have some doubts, I have some reservations?
All right, now we got voter remorse. I'm going to say we're probably 60%.
66%. 66%.
All right, wow, so, that's waking up, isn't it?
It's waking up. It's waking
it
up.
Yeah,
and
it
I
is.
Think the inflation thing and I think the whole Federal Reserve thing is a big reason why. I really
that's
do.
That's great news. That is actually great news.
It is. Do you want more good news? I'd love
yes,
to give
please.
You some more good news. Yeah, okay. I have a New York Times newspaper in front of me here. You familiar with the New York Times?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the New York Times would be what? Like a cheerleader for Biden and the left and, I once called them famously, and this actually got on Fox News. I don't know. I was filling in for Sean Hannity one day on the national show, and I made this comment on the air, and they took a clip of me saying it on the Sean Hannity show and put it on, I forget, CBS, NBC, or ABC. And the quote I said was, the New York Times has become a terrorist tip sheet. It was post 9/11, and they were printing all this stuff, telling the world about all kinds of assets we had to listen. And I'm like, what?
These guys
are like a terrorist tip sheet.
Yep,
and it was just an impromptu comment. But anyway, they put it there. So the New York Times is a left-leaning organization, and they have a, I think it's an alternative, what am I trying to say, a columnist that writes for the New York Times, guy's name is Brett Stevens, but it was in the New York Times Tuesday. Here's the headline. Biden should not run again, and he should say he won't. When the New York Times is printing that, mountains are moving, ladies and gentlemen.
Waking
mountains
up?
They're totally waking up. So
the wokeness.
There's some good things going on. There really are. Including, by the way, our question of the day. And we asked yesterday, what does it mean to love your neighbor? What exactly does that mean? When you hear that, what does that mean? And my gosh, did we get, again, some great answers to that. We're going to have the winner coming up before the end of the program. And then we also want answers to the new question of the day. What is the new question of the day? Pretty simple. What does it mean to have a savior? What is a savior? Who's your savior? I want to know the answer to that. Our Christmas question of the day. Just think about it. I say this word probably a little more loosely than I should. Kev, you're my savior. Thank you, buddy, for filling in for me today. Man, I'm running a little late, and you filled in for me. But you're not really my savior.
No.
I just mean in that particular instance, you did me a good deed.
Yeah,
right?
Just your friend. I got your back.
Exactly. But when you hear the word savior, what do you hear?
Well, I go right to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's obviously. But my wife is my savior. My family, they save me on many occasions. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, who saves you? Well, what are your reasons to live? If say people in my life save me every day, you, you know. But Lord and Savior, high on, you know.
Yeah, I think at Christmas time, right, that's why I'm asking this question, is
right,
one of our Christmas
right.
questions. It's a good time to think about that question,
yep.
Because I have a newsflash for you. There's going to be a time when you stop breathing.
All right.
And life on this earth ends. And you really want to have that answer by then. That's all I'm saying. And you have a lot of time. Because
as long
as you're breathing.
Right there.
You know, as long as you're breathing, you can get it right. And by the way, I just found out one of my favorite people on this earth stopped breathing here last week. Lyle Anderson. I've had him on the program. Great leatherneck. 101 years of age. He lived to 101.
Wow.
I met him on the WDAY honor flight because he was a World War II vet and a Marine. He had some incredible stories. People may know him from the Anderson bus days, but I'm telling you, we lost Lyle on the last Tuesday. I was in New York. I just found out last night. But rest his soul. He was a good one. It happens, folks. He knew where he was going. He knew who his savior was, so it wasn't a tragic event. It happens. More after this. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five children died and another four are critically injured after they fell 32 feet from a bouncy house lifted into the air by winds at a school event in Australia. Children at Hillcrest Primary School in Davenport on the north coast of Tasmania were celebrating the end of the school year when the tragedy occurred Thursday afternoon, Australia time. Some lawmakers in the Senate are preparing to miss their self-imposed deadline to pass President Biden's social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says adding to the national debt would not be good.
I think Build Back Better is dead forever. Joe Manchin has said he's not going to vote for a bill that will add to the deficit. Well, if you do away with the budget gimmicks, Build Back Better, according to the CBO, adds $3 trillion to the deficit.
Talks between Senator Joe Manchin and President Biden are going very poorly, according to an unnamed source on NBC News. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Senator Rich Wardner in a moment here. We're trying to track him down. And also Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum at the top of next hour on What's on Your Mind. So, Daniel, if you'd keep trying to be a senator, that'd be great. We'll connect with him in a moment here. Senator Rich Wardner, the majority leader from Dickerson, announcing yesterday that he is retiring after this term, and will not seek re-election, so we'll talk a little bit about that. You know, Senator Wardner has really been incredible. You know, he has. And if you think about some of the, I guess, significant change that's happened under his tenure, 30-plus years working on significant legislation, all kinds of energy and education bills, behavioral health issues, the surge infrastructure bill, the Operation Prairie Dog, two big accomplishments that I don't think get the attention that they should. The surge infrastructure bill was huge, as was Operation Prairie Dog, which basically had to be parked on the sidelines for a time after the budget plummeted as a result of COVID. But a lot happened under his time, and so the voters of District 37 over 32 years, I think, have a lot to be thankful for. And he said yesterday, one of his favorite quotes from Teddy Roosevelt, "Do what you can with what you have where you are," was an adage that encouraged him throughout his time in the legislature and guided him into his next phase of life, which means he will not be a senator, he will not be a majority leader, but he's got a lot to do in his community yet, and a difference that he can make. So I think we have a lot to thank Senator Rich Wardner for, and looking forward to catching up with him in just a couple minutes on the program today. I want to just mention a thing while we're waiting for Senator Wardner to join us here, that, you know, and Chris, super producer Chris, you may want to text Rich and just let him know. Okay, great. Just before I go to the senator here, I do want to say that he is as forceful an issue on the pro-life issue as I think anyone in the legislature. I think Ayanna Murdaugh right now is one of the new champions, but there are many, and a lot of them are quiet. When I say quiet, they don't go around beating their chest about their pro-life beliefs. They just have been forceful advocates for the issue in the legislature. But it's one of the issues I most appreciate about Senator Wardner and others in the legislature, and they've cranked out some great pro-life legislation. And I just want you to think, whatever your opinion is on abortion, think about St. Gabriel coming to a poor little girl and talking about the Immaculate Conception, right? Think about the baby Jesus in his mother's womb, which was Mary. That miracle started at conception. So how is that any different than every other child born? I want you to think about that a little bit. And it's one of the things that I think destroys the argument in favor of abortion. It really does. The Christmas story. Pretty amazing. Here he is, folks. Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. Rich, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm doing real fine. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the decision. I guess it was not a surprise because you had said you didn't plan to seek a re-election, I guess, about 3 years ago, saying that this term would be your last. But a lot of folks said, hey, Rich, how about another term? We need you as the majority leader. So was the decision, even though it basically had been announced 3 years ago, was it a tough one?
Well, it was. But, when you set a plan for your life and there's some other things that I need to accomplish and I want to move on and work on those, it was time. And to be honest, the being the leader of the Senate is a full-time job. Being the leader of the House is a full-time job. It's not a part-time. It's a 24/7. And there are some other things I'd like to do, which I was unable to do, even though I was very I enjoyed working with the people in the legislature and working with the people in the state of North Dakota to make this a better state. So there's no question I enjoyed it and I'm going to miss it, but there's a time to step back and let others take over.
What didn't you enjoy about the job? Because obviously there was a lot you did like and your accomplishments are many. Been a couple of retirements recently, one on the Republican side, one on the Democratic side, has led to a little bit of hand-wringing about how things are rough and tumble and, mean and nasty. And, I always look at that and say, really? I don't, in the grand sweep of history and all the things that have happened in that Capitol, I'm not so sure it's any different now than it's ever been. But what's your take on that?
Well, I think that probably the thing that disturbed me the most was always when people didn't have the correct information. And I worked really hard to make sure that our caucus had the facts when they made decisions. So that was a little bit disturbing when people would email you and contact you and say, why don't you do this? And they didn't have all of the correct information, and they were quite adamant about it. And as we look forward, the biggest thing that has changed since I started, when I started, there was a phone room with operators that took messages, and they brought it to us on, put it on a spindle. And that's how we got our messages. Today, those messages come bingo right to us in emails and texts. And so I agree with you. I don't think anything is any different. It's just that the fact that you can get the message to the legislators so quickly compared and so easy compared to what it was back 30 years ago.
I think we forget that even the invention, for lack of a better term, of 24/7 news, right? I mean, it hadn't been that long. We, the news used to be, okay, top of the hour on the radio, 6 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night on the TV, 11 o'clock, maybe whatever. And now it's 24/7 television, radio, and social media. So there's just a lot more of it. And there's some good in that because it is, the ability to communicate directly with folks. But there's also it's so much that's coming at you so fast. And I think the thing you said the most that sticks with me is just not having the correct information. And that's what we always try to get right. Make sure all the entire story is out there, because people get one sliver of something from somebody that might not even have the best motives in how they're reporting something. And then all of a sudden it's taken as fact as, right now. And it's this must be true. So that's that part about being factual in what your concerns are is pretty darn important. So. Well said. What do you have that you want to accomplish still as a majority leader, still as a representative of the people of District 37 in the legislature?
Well, good question. We have a year to go. Number one, I am chairman of the State and Tribal Relations Committee, and I want to do some work to try to work so we get a better communication, better working relationship with the tribes in the state of North Dakota. They are our citizens. We cannot forget about them. I know that many say, well, the federal government's taken care of them. But really, Scott, the federal government has kind of forgotten about the Native Americans. And you know, there are citizens. There's a workforce on these reservations that we can really use in our state. So I'll be working on that. Number two, I'm going to be working on property tax relief. That would be my second one. And then I got a third one that I just started to work on. And, you know, we did the Ag Products Utilization Building that is dedicated this fall at, on the campus of NDSU. But it's not an NDSU entity. It's really for the ag people of the state of North Dakota, because it deals with meats and crops and marketing and all kinds of things that are going to enhance marketing of our products of the state of North Dakota to the world. There is one more facility that needs to be taken care of. It's called Waldron Hall. It's on the campus of NDSU, but that needs to be updated. That's where they do all the research for crops. And so we're going to do some work on that.
Well, when a guy from Dickinson takes seriously investment in NDSU, you know it's for the greater good of every corner of North Dakota, you know, and I think that's a fantastic idea. I think the conversation that can come from producers and all of the people in the ag space, so much innovation going on right now with Grand Farm. The future is so bright, and what I love best about it is what's happening in the way of linking ag and energy in North Dakota and solving the problems that stunt the growth of energy by ag innovation and that utilization building, as you say, for all of North Dakota. What a fun conversation, and that legacy is going to live on for generations, isn't it, Rich?
Yes, it will, and I just believe that it's that facility with its research and along with the ag products utilization and the greenhouses there. And I know they're all located in Fargo and on the NDSU campus, but they belong to the people of North Dakota and they affect the ag production of this state. I think it's going to really help ag going into the future. And as you know, as time goes on, food and energy. Those are the two things that are going to be the commodities that people are going to be wanting as we go forward, and a bigger demand for them in the world.
I want to talk a little about property tax relief as well and what you envision there. You and I spent a little time on this during the legislative session, didn't have a ton of time to talk about it, but certainly the flurry of a special session in 5 days, darned hard to get it done. But I like your idea, and I want folks to know more about it. Let me go to a call here, and then we'll come back to that tentative of what you want to accomplish yet in the next year. Dana in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for your service there, Rich.
Thank you.
They're talking about the inflation now. You know, they're saying 6% inflation. But when you look at the price increases in the last year, you're looking at more like a 50 and 60% increase. And on urea, from 375 to 800 is 113% increase for the farmers. And you just said now that energy and food are going to be the driving forces. You know, you want to put in this plant for gas and fertilizer up there, and a packing plant may be built. So instead of doing it the old way, take the money and don't look for outside investors, because we've got the money in our bank right now to pay for it. And you make the people of the state preferred stockholders of the companies. That way your board is elected by North Dakota citizens, so you retain control of your company instead of selling it out to the big multinational grain buyers or whoever, because that hasn't worked for us in the past.
Very interesting idea, Dana. What specific project are you talking about? I know there's a few on the drawing board, but which one specifically are you talking about?
The one for the pipeline that they want to take and get fertilizer out of the natural gas.
I don't know if there's a specific project. I know there's a Grand Forks one. There's been a Jamestown one. I'd like to know more about it. But the corn milling plant's the one that concerns me related to investment, because that's a Chinese investment. Actually, it's been discussed this week in the U.S. Senate. But anyway, hang on. We'll get Rich to respond.
Come right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you.
At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers. News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Before the top of the hour, chat with Rich Wardner. Going to answer Dana Bismarck's question here in a moment on local, regional investment in these projects that are on the drawing board. Brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. If you find yourself just feeling hopeless these days with the news cycle, whether it's open borders, we're going to talk about that next hour with Governor Burgum, just back from the border. Spending gone crazy, this inflation thing, lockdowns, mandates, whatever. There is something you can do. And Christmas time is a great time to think about it. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We've got a long list of them that sponsor this program, that stand together. And we need to stick together now more than ever. In the wireless space, there's one company willing to stand with you, and they've been doing it since 2012. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And they offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all of the major carriers. And one farmer called the other day, said, switch to Patriot Mobile. His service was better. Now, he was a Verizon customer, and he'd previously been an AT&T customer, and he found the service on Patriot Mobile to be identical to what he had on AT&T, and it was better where he lived. So the coverage is, you know, the difference, they say, is like 1.8% difference. So you need to see the map, but they have an all U.S.-based customer service team. So they'll walk you through all that. Tell us exactly where you live. We'll show you the map of the coverage you're going to get. Special discounts for veterans and first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com, PatriotMobile.com/flag family, or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, back with Rich Wardner. Rich, Dana's exactly right related to the fertilizer prices. Natural gas prices, we talked about this Tuesday when we were out at the Appert Farm in Hazleton. 2009, gas $14, but fertilizer was $1,000 a ton. Now gas is $10 less, natural gas, about $3.50 to the high, $6, and fertilizer is $1,300 a ton. So this is a real problem. We do need to control our own. Supply is a big part of this. Should we be doing this on our own? I guess that's his question. These projects that come from this pipeline that's going to, thankfully, great investment from the special session as well. Should we be taking outside investment on this, or should we be doing it from North Dakota only? What's your take on that?
Well, I guess personally, I'd prefer that we get private industry to do it. Remember the one at Jamestown, we had a fertilizer company that was going to make filler of fertilizer come in there, and they decided to pull out partly because of water and because of other things. Maybe as we move forward now, we will be able to get them to come back. Right now, we have fertilizer being produced up at the Sinfield plant up at Beulah. We don't want that to go away, and there are a lot of people that are concerned about that with the conversion to a hydrogen production plant. And I believe we have a fertilizer production facility in Grand Forks. But we need more, and we need to work on value added. And, of course, making fertilizer is a – we're adding value to our natural gas and those types of things. But whatever way, I know that, you know, we're working on it through the Department of Commerce. I know legislators, they're – you know, you take like Senator Terry Wanzek and Representative Mike Brandenburg, those people, they are thinking about this 24/7. And so we feel we have people in the legislature that want to make sure that we take care of these issues.
Thanks for the call, Dana. Stay on that issue. I like the idea of local having a first shot at the investment, no doubt about it, or being a partner, if nothing else. Only have a minute and a half left, but I want you to tell me your vision of property tax.
Well, my vision would be that we lower the mill levy that has to go to schools from the local. Right now, they can go up to 70 mills without an election. And I would like to see us to operate the schools, that we bring that down from 70 to about 15 mills. That's 55 mills that the locals would not have, that the state would be taking care of. And keep in mind, Scott, it's oil money that is really funding that through direct from the oil tax and through the legacy earnings, which was put there by oil. So it's not a drain on the taxpayer in any way. It comes from the oil source. So that would really, I think, relieve a lot of the pressure. But you've got to leave some mill levy authority so that the locals have some type of control. You do not want all of the power in Bismarck. You want to make sure that each school district has their own local control.
Well, the socket to me of every property tax bill comes from the schools. They are the big spenders, and they are the big taxers. of your larger share of your property tax bills. So this idea would be a game changer. The pushback will be on, oh, we don't want Bismarck running our schools. Nobody does. And as you say, keep some mills there so the control remains there. But the funding, I like it because I think it forces some spending discipline. Stay on that one, and we'll have you back to talk more about it in the coming days after Christmas and the holidays and everything else. But to you and your family, Rich, thanks for your 32 years. Appreciate your access to the show and willingness to come on and talk about everything. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors today. If you haven't been there yet, get in there and get registered. Game day tomorrow for the Bison. Oh, baby, it's going to be the biggest game of the year. Toughest one for the Bison. So get in and register for the game day giveaway. PetroServe USA. Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now. 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.